You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 15th of October 2021 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Once again, we've reached the end of another week and the weekend is almost here, and I'm sure you are either listening in your lunch breaks or while you're driving home from work, and we're all looking forward to hearing from my guest today, who is of course Grandpa Dan, all the way from Texas. Grandpa, how you doing, sir? What's life like over there?
Let me tell you what, I just for your information today, I'm self-identifying as a black-pilled radio host. So that is my self-identification today as a black-pilled radio host. Unfortunately, the difference being compared to our story today, my self-identification is actually based in reality versus what we're going to be talking about today.
I think I shall be self-identifying as a nationalist in accordance with who I actually am. And of course, we're talking about this because we've gone as far as having transgenders, and we heard a little bit about transracials a couple of years ago, and now it looks like that might be taking off. A leading higher education trade union in Britain has drawn criticism after supporting so-called transracialism, in which people can self-identify as another race. Of course, we've always had people can self-identify on forms or what have you, and it asks you what ethnicity you are, or whether you're black, or whether you're white, and you tick that bit box on the form and you're self-identifying. But what's going on here is self-identifying as a different race. And they even admit this in the article here. They're saying self-identify as another race. But of course, if you're going to go along with this, like you do with transgenders, then they're not self-identifying as another race. They are actually self-identifying as the race that they are. I mean, this is where we end up when we decide that race is just a social construct and not a biological reality. Grandpa, what do you make of this?
It's one more example of how we're just an absolutely, totally serious society. I mean, we're just getting, we talk about clown world, but this just keeps getting sillier and sillier. And yet the U.S. and the West in general, you know, goes around like trying to lecture other serious countries around the world, you know, try to lecture places like Russia and China, telling them, you know, that they need to be more like the West. And yet it must, I just think about what it must look like to like the Russians or the Chinese to look at these people telling them, oh, you need to be more like us. And there's the entire society is completely breaking down. It just becomes more and more clownish and more absurd. It's really not surprising where at this point you can basically identify as anything. Of course, the problem with this is, how are you going to whip people up with being evil for being white people if they can just now come back and say, I'm not actually white, I'm black, I'm Latino, I'm whatever I identify as today. It's like it could be a short circuit in the system, which I guess isn't surprising, because the system is naturally going to be full of contradictions, because the system is completely based on lies.
It'd be interesting to self-identify as Jewish, wouldn't it? And then you could try and join one of these Jewish housing associations. And when they say, well, no, you can't, you're not a Jew, you could then take them to court for discriminating against you, for being anti-Semitic. Well, last week, the Edinburgh branch of the University and College Union wrote on social media to reassert its position in favour of trans inclusion, saying that liberation cannot be built on exclusion. And I guess really they're no longer excluding white people, are they? Because white people can just claim to be another race here. And surely the first person to actually do this, wasn't it Ali G? I mean, didn't this used to be a sort of humorous thing? is it because I is black? Was his catchphrase? And now we're actually looking at this as if it's a serious thing, and people really are born into the wrong race. What do you make of what they say here, Grandpa? Liberation cannot be built on exclusion.
It's typical stupid, empty rhetoric that has no basis in reality. I mean, they say liberation cannot be built on exclusion. Is there anybody listening that can tell me what the hell that's even supposed to mean? If you look at that with a logical mind and say, okay, well, let's see if there's any truth here. And your mind will just get twisted up in knots because it doesn't make any sense, because it's just stupid rhetoric. It's empty rhetoric. Doesn't have any basis in logic or fact or reason. Liberation from what? Who are they liberating? What are they being liberated from? And who are they even talking about? Are they talking about liberating white people from their whiteness? Are they talking about liberating trans people from the gender they were born with? I don't even understand what it means, because it doesn't mean anything. They just throw out these terms that are supposed to sound really breathtaking. Liberation cannot be built on exclusion. And I guess your average midwit hears that and says, oh, that's so profound. Yes, that's deep. It's gibberish. It's gobbledygook. It doesn't mean anything. Liberation cannot be, but liberation from what? Cannot be built on exclusion. Exclusion from what? Who's being excluded? How does this equal liberation? It doesn't mean anything. And yet you have these people who will hear this and think, oh, wow, that's so very, very profound. It's not profound. It's empty nonsense. It's stupid.
Well, I guess women's liberation was the first one, wasn't it? And where is women's liberation going to end up, I wonder? Well, within about 100 years, it will end up with the complete suicide of the race, won't it? If they continue to only produce less than there actually are of women, we're just going to get smaller and smaller and smaller in size until we eventually disappear. And within a fairly short time, I think some countries are at 1.6, 1.7, and we need to be 2.1 as our fertility rate in order to actually replace the people that are here. And this has been caused by this women's liberation. So I wonder where this racial trans liberation will end up. The Post itself linked to a 2019 document entitled UCU Position on Trans Inclusion, in which the union argued for its members to be able to self-identify as being black, disabled, LGBT+, or women. And, you know, this is really quite insulting. You know, you're going to have people that can self-identify as being disabled, self-identify as being black, even when they're not disabled, even when they're not black, even when they're not women. I mean, it's really just legitimizing Ali G and people being able to mock other races. I mean, this has been a central part of humor for a long time, has been to pretend to be somebody else. We have the pantomime dames that pretend to be women. We've had Monty Python, where they would dress up as women and that would be seen as hilarious. Then we had Ali G dressing up as Ali G, basically, and again we thought that was hilarious. But now this is serious. And I do actually feel a little bit sorry for the disabled people that are going to have people claiming to self-identify as disabled. I guess maybe there's some kind of a kink to do with disabled people, with casts on or in wheelchairs, or people that have actually been maimed. Have you ever heard of that, Grandpa? There is some kind of a kink to do with that. I guess maybe that will tie in with this. What do you make of disabled people being able to self-identify?
I guess you can sit everywhere by rolling around in the wheelchair. I'm sitting here wondering, if does this mean that blackface is now okay? You know, because we were told that was extremely racist, you can't do that anymore. But now, if you can self-identify as black, can you put the black makeup on like the old vaudeville actors? You know, put on the blackface and dance around. Or is, I guess that's probably. Probably still. It's safe to say that's still off limits. One of the things you can notice from this is the one thing they don't list that you can self-identify is like a normal white person, a normal white male. If you're a white male, you can now, I guess, be free to identify as something else. I think this is, on a more serious note, this is somewhat reflective of the way they have demonized the straight white male. That's the one thing you don't want to be. You've got people already, there's so many social pressures, mental pressures on the people with the coronavirus nonsense and all this nonstop demonization at every level of our society of of white people in general, but white men in particular. So, I mean, you have these people now, they don't want to be a part of it because they don't want to be a part of the demonized group. So they start trying to self-identify. Well, I'm not white. I'm black. Well, no, you're not. You're not black. That's silly. I'm not a white man. I'm a woman. In fact, I'm a lesbian trapped in a woman's body or trapped in a man's body. And so you see, I want to be with other women, but I'm actually, it doesn't make any sense. But the point is that this is a reflection of the fact that the one most evil thing you can be is a normal white male. So you've got people that are going to want to try to identify as something else because then they get put into a special category, a good category. You see, yes, I maybe look like a white male on the surface, but actually I self-identify as a lesbian trapped in a man's body who's actually black or something. Just anything to get me out of the demonized group. I think it's really reflective somewhat of the how embedded and how widespread the anti-white race hate agenda has become in this so-called society.
That's interesting you pick up on the blackface there. I think one of the most famous people like this is this Martina Adams. She's also goes by the name of Martina Big, and it just looks so bizarre. It looks as if she's just painted herself black. She has a Caucasian nose. She has a blue eyes. She has these huge enhanced breasts that she has, and yet she's just jet black. Apparently she injected herself with melanin to do this. I'm surprised she didn't end up with superpowers injecting herself with melanin. Some of the things we've heard from these black supremacists about the magical powers of melanin. Well, a staff member at Edinburgh University who declined to be named out of fear of drawing the ire of the union told the Times that the issue of trans rights was being weaponized in order to force out academics who failed to follow the party line. So I guess what they're implying here is that they're sort of bringing this in so that academics who say, well, hang on a minute, this is a bit ridiculous, isn't it? They end up getting kicked out of the university in order for doing so. So really, I mean, what are they implying here? That the UCU are actually trolling people in there by doing this? They're weaponizing it in order to force out the people that go along with it? I mean, this is the sort of thing that we would do a few years back is come out with some crazy left-wing idea and seed it as a meme just to see whether we could get leftists to go along with it. But it's now actually becoming reality, isn't it? What do you make of what they say here, Grandpa, that it's being weaponized, issues such as trans rights?
Well, I don't think it's being weaponized. I think they're incorrect about that. I just think this is essentially the leftist version of purity spiraling. It just keeps getting more and more nonsensical. Just to circle back really quick now, you brought up that that person who has done all of this stuff to try to make themselves black. And we live in this age where we're told about these, you know, microaggressions, like by simply being in the same room and with a black person and you're white, that you're somehow insulting them or whatever. You know, it's all, of course, absurd nonsense. But I mean, this stuff right here, like that person, and I think you had a picture of them. That really is insulting to black people. I mean, it really is. I mean, I don't know how you look at somebody like that as a black person. And obviously, I'm not a black person and I can't speak for them. But I tend to be the type of person who tries to put themselves in other people's shoes. And I can't help but to think that if I were a black person and I looked at somebody like that, I would be really insulted. You know, I wouldn't be insulted, I don't think, at, like, you know, if you look at those old vaudeville films, you were talking about the blackface thing. It was just a comedy thing and it wasn't really taken serious. Everybody knew the context here was comedy and it was just kind of poking fun. Just like I don't get offended if I listen to black people, you know, black comedians, you know, making fun of their perception of white people. I don't find that offensive. It's comedy. It's what they find funny. They're pointing out racial differences. I'm not insulted by that. But like this woman that did all of these things because she's seriously trying to say she's black. I mean, I think that's just really, really insulting to black people. If I was a black person, I'd find that very insulting. But no, I don't think it's a troll. I think they're doing this seriously because it just, at some point they eat themselves. They've already pushed out. They're talking about pushing out people who failed to follow the party line. But you see, they've already pushed out pretty much virtually all of the normal people. So there's nobody left in that area to push out. Everybody is a Nazi now that doesn't follow the party line. So, but it never stops. They never stop with that what amounts to purity spiraling. Now they've got to start finding heretics among their own ranks. And this is the way these things always work. These people purge everybody. You know, everybody that was saying, you know, funny troll memes several years ago, they were a Nazi. They got to go. Well, now normal conservatives are a Nazi. They've got to go. Everybody's a Nazi. They've got to go. Once everybody's gone, but them, they don't stop and say, well, that's good. We've rid the world of all of these evil right wing fascists. Now they're looking for right wing fascists in their own ranks. And anybody that does any kind of, you know, microaggression, misinterpretation, stepping off of the ever shrinking bubble that you're allowed to be in, it gets targeted and it never stops. And it, of course, it's going to eat itself. And this is what we're seeing here. This is, it's turned on itself. They've already run everybody else out. Now they're turning on themselves. And it just continues to spiral down and get more and more, you know, the level you have to reach to be allowed to be in the group is getting more and more strict. The bar is being raised higher and higher till at some point in time you get more and more. You're getting more and more people purged because they're, you know, a bigot and hateful.
Well, if race is just about skin color, then this Martina Big, then she is actually black. I mean, that's what she's done. She's darkened her skin, and she does claim that she is actually black. She's also permed her hair, and I think she's had some injections in her lips. It is insulting to black identity to claim that all you have to do is do that, and then you are actually black. I mean, it's really sort of stealing their identity from them and saying that anybody else can just take it. But this is where we end up when we say that people can just identify as whatever they like, and then they actually are that person. I mean, when all these trans rights first came out, people were saying, well, I'm going to identify as a dog, I'm going to identify as a crocodile, and now you've actually got people that are doing things like this. You've got people that are identifying as a snake, that is the guy's actually split his tongue and had all these tattoos to make himself look like a lizard, all these weird things, these people that are really messed up. And a lot of them are white people, and they're doing it because they've lost their own identity. So they're looking for an identity because their one has been shared out with everybody else. So we're told that anybody can just come to a white country, and as soon as they've got citizenship, they are essentially the same people as the people of that country. So it's effectively just handing our identity over to others. And because we've lost our identity, we're looking for another identity, and people want to stand out from the crowd instead of fitting in with people. And the way that we say to fit in today is to be an individual. So they do these individual things like claim to be another race. Well, this staff member at Edinburgh University, they said the branch is being used as a platform for an ideological crusade with no resistance from University of Edinburgh management. The union said that it is committed to an intersectional approach within all its work in response. So they're claiming that this is ideological, and I would agree with that because it's certainly not based in any biological reality, is it? What do you make of what they're saying here in the response to it, Grandpa?
Well, in all of our examples here, the difference is because if you looked at these as individual cases, you would just say that person's kind of nuts. They've got mental problems. You talked about the guy that split his tongue. Remember, we did a story, I think, at some point on that guy. You know, he split his tongue and tattooed himself to look like a snake. The difference is you would look at these things, or like this Martina person you're talking about, and you would look at those person normally and be like, well, they're obviously mentally ill. In a normal society, you would look at those people and say, well, I mean, they've got something wrong with them. What's different here is this is being pushed. This sort of thing is being promoted from those in various positions of authority. And that's what really sets us apart. This isn't just, oh, look at this individual, you know, and everybody can look at them and roll their eyes and go, well, I wonder if there's something not right upstairs with that person. Well, the difference is it's being pushed from top. So that tells us there's something not right mentally with the society, with the regime. You know, because this isn't, like I said, in a normal society, you look at these things and go, well, these people are crazy. And everybody would nod their heads and say, yes, they're crazy. But this is actually being pushed and promoted you know, from those in various positions of authority. When he says the branch is being used as a platform from an ideological crusade, I have to file that in the column of, well, no shit, Sherlock. I mean, that's been going on for years. It's just that now we've cascaded to the point to where it's becoming more and more ridiculous, but it's never going to stop. After they blow through this barricade of stupidity, we're going to reach a new level of stupidity. Everybody thinks, oh, well, no, that can't be, but it will be. I mean, We've been talking about the. I mean, there's no point in even talking about the slippery slope anymore because it's so observable in reality. This, we're talking about this today, and it seems absolutely ridiculous. And these people are saying, "Well, this is kind of ridiculous," but it doesn't matter. It'll continue to be promoted, and as it gets promoted, we'll move on. Inevitably, we will move on to the next step of absurdity. And once again, the difference is those in positions of authority will demand that you go along with it. Those who complain about it will be silenced, and those who go on social media and try to point out how ridiculous it is will eventually become banned because they're bigots, fascists, or whatever label they want to hang on them. This is where we're at. But what makes it, like I said, like I opened the point with, what makes this different is being pushed from a position of authority. If those in authority, if somebody came out with that and those in authority looked at it and said, no, you're not doing that, that's stupid, you know, that's obviously mentally ill, we're not doing that, then it wouldn't have any traction like we see it now.
This Martina Biggs, she would be heartbroken if she ever gives birth and she has a white partner, because the child will be white. I mean, that will just completely destroy her fantasy, won't it, that she's become a black woman. Well, this document that the union have put out says the concept of intersectionality has at its core an understanding that within marginalized groups, there are a number of different identities, such as white women, black women, disabled women, cis women, trans women. Listening and trying to understand difference within groups from an intersectional position is key to building the strength of the group as a whole. And I guess what they have to do is try and find something that they are united around and something that they are all united against. And I wonder what that might be. Of course, it's just normal, straight, white men. That's what all of these groups are against, basically. What do you make of this intersectional idea, Grandpa? It's quite a buzzword on the left, isn't it?
It's just one of those things that, I mean, I grasp what they try to tell you it means, but really at the end of the day, it has no meaning, just like this last part they put in there. It's the key to building the strength of the group as a whole. How is this making anyone any stronger? How does any of this, you imagine a group of people and you allow, and everybody can just be whatever they say it's going to be, and that's going to make everything stronger. That's going to make everything better. You know, I thought diversity, you know, I guess it falls in line with the lie of diversity is our strength. If we have more diversity, it makes us stronger. Of course, the end results is always just the opposite, but it doesn't slow them down. It doesn't, you know, nobody ever stops and says, well, this isn't working, so maybe we're on the wrong track here, because as you've already pointed out, it's just, you know, the one common denominator you can find is it's all about tearing down white people in general, but more particularly white men, normal white men. Is as long as it tears them down, that's obviously the end goal, because that's the one common denominator. So one thing you see missing from all this, don't say that everybody can just go ahead. They don't say a black person can show up and say, I identify as a normal straight white male. That might be a funny troll if a black person decided to show up and say, I self-identify as a normal white male. And it's like, well, I'm sorry, Tyrone, you've got to leave the room. You're not allowed to be here. It doesn't have any meaning at all, because it's not supposed to have any meaning. All of this stuff comes down, it's all confusing. It doesn't have meaning. It's empty rhetoric. But at the end of the day, it really comes down to control, what you're allowed to do, what you're allowed. They tell you, oh, well, you're free to identify as whatever you want to, but you're not free to be a normal white male. That's the one thing you're not going to be allowed to do, which means ultimately you're not free to be whoever you actually are. You're free to live in a fantasy, but you're not free to be grounded in reality. And at the end of the day, that means you're not free at all. It means they have pretty much absolute control.
Yeah, it's all about distracting people from actually uniting around their ethnic identity. That's why people look for something else to unite around, and they unite around things like feminism, as it says here, or uniting around being women, whereas ethnicity is far more fundamental than gender even. Children would rather be with somebody from their own gender than they would rather be with a male from their own race rather than a female from another race. Whereas we know that children can be more at ease with mothers and women, and yet they would still rather be with somebody from their own race that is a male, because race is far more fundamental to things than gender. That's what we should really be uniting around, is our ethnicity. Well, the issue of transracialism has been a contentious issue on the progressive left, with some coming out in favour of the idea and others likening it to the leftist taboo of cultural appropriation. It first gained international attention after a biologically white American branch president of the NAACP, Rachel Dolezal, announced that she identified as black in 2015, despite having two white parents. Now, so that is not what actually happened. She had been pretending to be black the whole time she was in the NAACP, and in 2015 she was outed as actually being white. Both her parents said, "Come on, Rachel, what are you playing at here, trying to kid everyone that you're black? You're actually white. You've always been white." But she was actually brought up with lots of adopted black children. So what this really shows is that there was some sense of neglect that she felt there from her parents. So she thought that she would gain their approval if she decided to say that she was actually black. That was the situation here. It wasn't that she just suddenly identified as black. She always had been doing this the whole time she was in the NAACP, but she was exposed. And this is the sort of way that kids can have their heads messed up by being brought up in a multiracial family, I would suggest. You probably know quite a bit about Rachel Dolezal. You're probably aware of her before this happened, Grandpa. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I remember, yeah, when all of that happened. And yes, I remember just as you do, she didn't just come out and say it. She got outed. I think it's kind of telling that she was a branch president of the National Association for Colored People. That's what the NAACP stands for, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. But she couldn't be a branch president for the National Association for the Advancement of White People, because that would be racist. I mean, here on the local news here in Texas, they're doing, you know, celebrating our Hispanic heritage. And that's all well and good. I don't get triggered by that. I think it's great for people to feel good about their heritage. But you're never going to see news segments on celebrating our white heritage, because that would be racist and that would be evil. You've got the situation again to where people cannot be happy with who they are. I don't have any problems with blacks celebrating, you know, their culture and who they are. Everybody should feel good about themselves, about their people. That is the natural order of things. I mean, black people should feel great about black people. Hispanic people should feel great about being Hispanic people. But you got this problem where white people aren't allowed to do that. White people are not allowed to feel good. If you even feel, forget celebrating, if you even say you feel good about and want to promote your people at all as an individual, you're going to be demonized. This is really, it is stupid. But it is absurd, but it's really reflective of how diseased, how sick our society is. You cannot have, I don't see a problem with, having a group that promotes advancement for colored people. And that's their name, not one I made up, because, you know, I think colored is considered racist now. That's the name given to the group. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. What's wrong is you cannot have an association for the advancement of white people, because that's evil and that's racist, or so we're told. So, of course, you're going to get these situations where people just abandon, you know, because all things white are evil. So people just abandon that. And as you said, Sven, they go out looking for something else to identify, some other kind of culture to glom onto. And it does become ridiculous. It becomes insulting to those who are actually a part of that culture. But you know, this is what you get when you demonize, you know, the actual culture of white people.
We can't even say it's okay to be white anymore, can we? We get accused of being white supremacists just for saying that it is okay to be white. Taking language often used to justify transgenderism, Dolezal argued that race is a social construct, and therefore she should be able to identify with another race. In 2017, Dolezal legally changed her name to Nkechi Amari Diallo, a West African name that means gift of God. Well, I wonder whether the West Africans believe that she is a gift from God. I mean, it seems like she's got the white savior complex to me, but you can't really fault her logic here, that if race is a social construct, then surely she should be allowed to just identify as another race. We're being told race is a social construct, gender is just a social construct. I mean, you really can't fault her logic here, and you can understand why people think that this is really just trolling, because that is what it originally was. But it's not just Rachel Dolezal that has done this. It's not just this Martina Big who has done this. More recently, British internet personality Ollie London announced that he had transitioned into a Korean after having a swathe of surgeries in order to look more like Jimin, the famed singer of the K-pop band BTS. And I'm just going to have to stop there, Grandpa, because I know you're a big fan of Korea. What do you make of K-pop? Have you heard of this band? Is this one of your favorite pop bands?
Stop. Just stop. Yes, I have a number of K-pop in my music list, but I'm proud to say that like 99% of it is girl K-pop, which is totally okay. BTS is a funny thing, and not to get off topic, but it's just one of those things that makes you scratch your head, because I don't see anything fantastic about them that sets them up above any other K-pop band. But yet all of a sudden they get promoted, and all of a sudden they're doing like shows here, like interviews here in America. They're being brought on late night TV show. All of a sudden we're told this is the big thing in the West. They're sweeping America. Everybody loves BTS. And I'm thinking, why? I mean, how did they even ever hear of them? You've got other K-pop bands and singers that are way better, in my opinion. I guess that could just be personal taste. But it's just interesting to me that they get promoted like they have. Now, going back to the Rachel Dolezal thing, I love how they framed this, that she argued that race is a social construct, like she invented that argument. And that's total BS. She just was parroting what we've been told, right? We've been told this for years. Race is just a social construct. So when she was criticized for that, she came out and said, well, race is a social construct. They framed this like she was the one that came up with it. And that's just total BS. She was just parroting what she'd been told her whole life. Well, race is a social construct, but yet white people are evil. So she's like, well, why can't I be black if race is just social construct? I self-identified as black. Of course, they brush over that because this again highlights the absurdity of their nonsensical arguments and the things that they lay out to us, the guidelines, I guess you would say, they give to us as a society, that these are the rules, race is a social construct. But then you run into these contradictions. You run into the contradictions because it's all lies. I mean, we're being constantly moved and governed and told this is what you can say, this is what you can't say. And it's all based on lies. So it's not surprising to anybody that we run into these constant contradictions. If you know somebody who's a chronic liar, you will always find them contradicting themselves. And you're like, well, wait a minute, you said last week the opposite. And they're like, they just pretend they didn't ever say that, because they're going to contradict themselves because they lie all the time. And that's just how our society is constructed. It's all constructed on lies. So, of course, you're going to run up with these constant contradictions because it's a constant lie. As I pointed out earlier, though, the difference is it's not from an individual person. It is from those in power. It's from the structure, the infrastructure of power in our countries, whether it's the university, the government. Those in power are the chronic liars. The narratives we're allowed to say, we're allowed to hear, they're all based on lies. So, of course, it's not surprising we're going to run into these constant contradictions.
It's enough to make you neurotic, isn't it? Well, after Ollie London had his surgery, he appeared in a video posted in July saying, "Hey guys, I'm finally Korean. I've transitioned. I identify as Korean. That's just my culture. That's my home country. That's exactly how I look now." And again, I mean, it's really insulting to the Koreans for them to think that somebody over the other side of the world can just have plastic surgery to make their eyes look a little bit slanted, and then they can claim that Korea is their home country. All the achievements of Korea now belong to Ollie London because he's had some plastic surgery. Again, using the logic of the left, London wrote, "Being transsexual is the same as being transracial because you are born in the wrong body." But of course, he hasn't been saying, you know, all his life, I'm a Korean and I've been born in the wrong body. He's just decided that he wants to look like his their favorite singer from this K-pop band. So the story enraged many in the pro-trans community as it seemingly deconstructed their arguments. However, the transracial influencer said that he would not back down in the face of radical woke trolls. So maybe this guy's actually far right. He doesn't really look it to me. A spokesman for the UCU defended the union's position on self-identification, saying self-ID is not new and is standard practice across the UK. Adults will regularly self-ID when accessing national and local government services, the NHS, and when applying for jobs or completing the census. Yes, but the general idea there is that you're actually going to give an accurate self-identification of what you are. You aren't going to pretend to be another race entirely. Grandpa, what are your final thoughts on all of this?
It's circling back to the guy from this London guy. He says he's now Korean. It's funny because if you cornered the guy up and said, okay, you're Korean, right? And you would insist he's Korean. And if you asked him, okay, exactly what is it you love about Korean culture? It's your culture, right? Because you're Korean. So what is it exactly, you know, about being Korean that you really love? And he couldn't answer. I mean, he doesn't know anything about Korean culture. I probably know more about Korean culture than this guy does. It comes down to, as you pointed out, basically his knowledge of Korean culture is BTS, which is like no knowledge at all. He doesn't have any understanding of Korean history. He doesn't have any understanding of the different cultural norms of the people, of the nation. He doesn't understand any of that. He understands BTS. And it is. It's really insulting. And just to kind of put a punctuation mark on some of the points we've made here, their response that self-ID is not new and is standard practice across the UK. And there's the problem, this sort of thing. And I understand what you pointed out, Sven, that, you know, like on the census, the idea is you're answering honestly. But this sort of thing, this you can self-identify as whatever, has become standard practice across the West. And there's the problem. You know, you've got this stupid narrative that's not based in reality that has been promoted all across. So, of course, it's going to get more and more absurd because it's all based on a lie.
I mean, essentially, it's basically like adults running around like small children, flapping their arms, saying, look at me, I'm a bird now, and forcing everybody else to go along with it and to affirm that, yes, you are really a bird now. I mean, it has now got that ridiculous in society. We're being forced to claim that something is the opposite of what it actually is. Black is white, and two and two no longer equals four, it equals five. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.